Welcome back to Irwin Lee Field. Mike Blackwell here along with Randy Hermes. Our producer, director, Denver O'Neill, is over there pushing all the right buttons. Dennis Smith will be back deep to return the kickoff for Wimberley, the opening kickoff. He'll be back there with Hunter Burkshell. Dennis didn't get a lot of playing time last week, Randy, so that's kind of a good sign already.
It was great to see him hopping and jumping around out there as he went and took the field. Makes you think that maybe his health is nearly back to 100%.
Tyler Howard will be doing the kicking, and he kicks it off right down the field. Burkshell will get it at the 20. Moving right, he's got the 25, the 30. Inside, spins forward and brought down at the 32-yard line is Hunter Burkshell, and that's where Wimberley will take over.
Yeah, it looks like they purposefully kicked it away from Dennis that time. Tried to bring it up. The Texans got the ball down there deep on their right side and tried to return it up the right side. They're going to get nice field position here on their first possession.
Texans in their all-white road uniforms, Randy. Navarro purple with black bottoms. Little touch of gold and white trim.
Yeah, you know, we had our home game last weekend. It was homecoming, and that was our first game back there at Texan Stadium since September 16th. Yeah, September 16th.
Here's Brady Lambert now in the backfield with Dennis Smith and Trinity Wilson. And Lambert's going to run it. Just a quarterback sweep to the left. Not a lot of running room, though. He's brought down right at the line of scrimmage by a bevy of defenders, and there's also a flag on the play on the far side.
Yeah, and that flag was quick to come in there. It might even be offsides against the Panthers. We'll see. It came in awful early. Yeah, just a little quarterback sweep that time around the left side. Boy, the defensive end for the Panthers on the right side there did a good job. Cornerback came up quick, too, bottled him up.
Looked like they gave him a gain of one, but it's going to be a holding call against Wimberley. So right out of the chute, the Texans with a pretty significant penalty.
Yeah, I don't want to see that, that's for sure. I'd like to see them play pretty crisp this week. I know they've got a couple of injuries, but they've also, you know, they have some bench strength, and so it would be interesting to see if those kids could step up and play today.
And it'll be cool to kind of watch the dichotomy, I guess you could say, of these two. Oh, that's the word of the day, by the way, Randy, dichotomy. These two offenses, as we mentioned, Navarro obviously will keep the ball on the ground, and they don't see the fourth down is anything different than second down. They will go for it on fourth down if they have to. And Wimberley, in contrast, pretty much 50-50 as far as yards per game, passing and throwing.
Well, that's right. The Texans, you know, they use the run to set up the pass, and they use the pass to open up the run. So they've been very effective at that all year long. Expect to see more of the same tonight.
This is marked back at the 24-yard line. It'll be first down and 20 for the Texans. I formation now behind Lambert. He's got Cameron Morris as the fullback and Trinity Wilson in the tailback position. Drops the throw. Rolling right is Lambert. He's going to run it now. He's got the 25 and stretches it out to the 26-yard line. Only a pickup of two for Brady.
Yeah, again, good defense by the Panther secondary that time. Cam Nicoville, he came out with Burkshell and rode him all the way down the sideline. In fact, that looked like that's where Lambert was looking down the right side to try to find him. But good defense by the Panther secondary.
Well, and obviously a big play guy like Brennan Blakemore not in the lineup, Randy. It can't help but affect your offense and specifically your passing game.
Yeah, but, you know, Burchill's had his fair share of catches this year. Davis Holloman's as well. So I think there's plenty of other big targets out there for Lambert to hit tonight.
You bet. Here's Lambert in the shotgun formation. He's going to run it again. Right side, not a lot of running room, though. In fact, he swarmed under, and he may have gotten a yard, but that's it. It'll be third and long now for Wimberley.
Wow. Panther defense, they are playing very aggressive, really nice penetration that time. Lambert, little keeper around, looked like tried to go over the right tackle, and Panthers had it bottled up, and he had nowhere to go.
Just underway from Irwin Lee Field here in Geronimo, Texas, where Wimberley's taking on Navarro. Navarro with one district loss. Wimberley, of course, undefeated at 3-0, so clearly this is a big game, and this is a big play here too, Randy. Third down and about 16 to go for the first down. Lambert in the shotgun. Three wide receivers on the left side. He's looking left and throwing out left. He's got Burkshell. Big running room. 40. He's got the first down, 45-50. And down at the 49-yard line of Navarro is Hunter Burkshell. First down.
They had a nice job that time. Texas split three receivers out on the far side. They went down the field, and Burchill came out underneath them where the three receivers had pulled the coverage with them. Burchill was wide open and able to pick up that nice run after the catch there for the first down.
Yeah, it was a short pass, but you're right. He didn't have anybody touch him until he got about 20 yards down the field. First and 10 for Wimberley. They mark it right at the 50-yard line. Pitch right to Trinity Wilson, his first carry of the night. Off tackle, it's a good one. He peels off about 5 yards, and it'll be second down and five.
And again, you can't help but think the combination of the running and the passing is going to be freeing up that running game. Trinity Wilson, good hard run that time over the right side.
Yeah, that was kind of the student body right there, Randy. That was everybody pulling in front of him.
That's right. So you're Dennis Smith out there on the field now.
Second down and five now for the Texans. Again, we're 2 weeks away from the playoffs, and we can certainly talk about it. You know, Coach Nelms didn't want to talk about it yet, but we can talk about it if we want.
Well, considering how wide open it still is, there's an awful lot to talk about.
A lot
about.
Of football left there to be played as Wilson is caught in the backfield. He loses 2 yards. So it'll be third down now and about seven for Wimberley.
Yeah, we can talk. There's probably 15 different scenarios of who and how they may or may not make the playoffs. And if you take it a step further and look at who they might play, we could talk.
Then it gets really complicated.
Not necessarily interesting, but complicated.
And certainly we'll talk more about that next week than we will this week. But we'll sort of reevaluate our position here at halftime. And it's third down now and about seven for Wimberley. Shotgun formation for Lambert at the Navarro 47-yard line. Lambert straight drop back. Looking long, looking right. Right sideline. He's got Kelly, and he juggles it, and it's incomplete. Had it in his hands momentarily, but it was broken up in the secondary by Chris Seestack.
Yeah, Kelly that time came out of the backfield, went down the right sideline. The ball was started on the right hash, so he didn't have far to get to the sideline. And pretty well defended. It looked like he could have caught the ball. It was perfectly thrown. Just wasn't able to quite get the handle on it.
Yeah, it was really well defended. You're right. So now it'll be fourth down, and I think the down marker says three, but I know it's fourth down, and yeah, that's what the officials are gathering and to talk about, to switch that down marker.
Well, I thought it was a little early in the game for that first conference already.
That's right. Fourth down, it looks like Wimberley now is going to choose to punt this football away. It'll be Burt Shell back deep to punt it.
You know, very, very patient Texans offense that time. They chewed a lot of time off the clock. Looks like they're going to take maybe some of the Panther strategy of ball and clock control here tonight, Mike.
Here's the snap to Burt Shell. It is a high punt and a good one. It's going to go inside the 10-yard line. It is fair caught right there by L.J. Anderson. He's one of their running backs. And certainly we will talk about these running backs, Randy. Obviously the big name that we will have to talk about is Eric Slyer, number 24, the outstanding running back with more than 1,300 yards, Randy. That dude can run the football now.
That's right. Behind Zach Henshaw from Canyon Lake, he's the second district leader, if you will, on carries. And he certainly has more than his fair share of carries here for the Panthers.
Colin Cowan is the starting quarterback for the Panthers. He's going to roll right, looking to throw. Wow, how about that? He's brought down, though, in the backfield, a sack. He lost a couple of yards. It'll be second down and 12.
Yeah, nice play that time. Alden Mann there on the left defensive end. The quarterback was trying to roll out to his right. He was able to grab him around the ankles and trip him up for a two-yard loss.
And that figures. We spend the whole pregame talking about their prodigious running game, and the first snap, they try to throw the ball in the air. Makes perfect sense.
Canyon Lake did the same thing. You know, they were real ground heavy, and I believe they threw the ball the first three or four times.
That's right. Second down and 13 now, and Navarro's deep in their own territory. They're at their own 5-yard line. The Panthers are turning the give up the middle with flags flying. I can't tell if that's Slyer or not. No, that I believe it was Slyer up the middle for about five, but we'll see what this flag is about.
Yeah, the Panthers line up that time. They've got two. Both their running backs are up really tight against the line, and the way the quarterback spins out of there, it's really hard. They're both going in different directions, and it's hard to see who had the ball that time.
Well, it's hard to see because the uniforms are purple. The numbers are also purple, and the letters are outlined in white. So, and plus, when you're our age, you know, sight is one of the many things that are not as good as what it used to be. Right, Randy? Do you have any comment on that? Offsides on Wimberley, by the way.
No, I'm not going to go there.
You're not even going to go there, are you? Probably a good choice by you. They marked this off to the 11-yard line. They'll redo second down. It'll be second down and eight now.
I had to get a haircut this week. How'd you do?
I just shaved mine. I don't even look at it anymore. I have good hair every day. Pitch left, it's Slyer, left tackle. He's brought down out near the 15-yard line after a pickup of almost five.
Yeah, good penetration that time. The Texan defense there on the right, their right side, fine job bottling that up. He really had nowhere to go.
Actually, that's number 44, who's not on our roster. We'll have to figure that out. I think that's Slyer, though. At any rate, it's third down and four for Navarro. These uniforms are impossible to read the numbers. And plus, they line up right next to the line of scrimmage. Here's the give off left tackle. And spinning forward near the first down.
Wow, that's a lot of confidence there by the Panthers. And deep in their own end zone with third and five that they go for it.
And that's Zane Conlon there on the play. And now it'll be fourth down, Randy, and they'll punt. It'll be fourth and long now.
With that penalty, I was a down off there. I'm sorry for that.
Randy, you got to be able to count to four if you're going to do this job.
Yeah,
buddy.
You're right. Maybe some things are going up.
Oh, you're doing great. Don't let anybody tell you any different. So Navarro's going to punt here on their first possession. It's Evan DeLeon who will punt it. And that looks like Bert Shellback deep to return it. Kind of the rugby punt. It was almost blocked. Contact, and they're going to throw the flag. 43-yard line. Bert Shell, big return, 30, down to the 22-yard line. But the flag was thrown when the punter was hit following the punt. And the interesting thing about that, Randy, is that the punter was moving. He was running forward when he punted. It was one of those rugby deals.
And it's an interesting rule. I don't know that you can argue the call. It's similar to the horse collar rule. There's a lot of confusion around when is it horse collar or not, when it's not. In this case, roughing the punter. And if the punter goes outside of the tackles, then he becomes fair game to be hit. But if he stays with inside the tackles, regardless of where he's at in the backfield, backwards or forwards, you cannot block into him or hit him. And it looked like that time he maybe took a step to the right. And he certainly was hit as he kicked the ball.
And we've got an injured Navarro player here on the near sideline. Whatever the case is, Randy, it'll be a first down because it was a fourth down and a long one, and the running into the kicker call will obviously give them the first down. I don't think Weldon Nelms agrees with the call. I'm watching him sort of stalk that sideline, and he's not overly pleased with what transpired there, I don't think.
No, I can't decide who he's, if he's having words with the player on the sideline that he's kind of bending his ear, or if he's having, he's back out on the referee.
And yes, both is the answer to that question. Hey, don't forget Blanco National Bank's first annual Pet Halloween Costume Contest. That's right, a Pet Halloween Costume Contest will be held at Blanco Courthouse on Saturday, October the 29th. That's tomorrow.
Yes.
At 10 a.m. Bring your dog, your cat, your goat, or your snake. Cash prizes will be awarded. No fee to enter and no pre-registration required. Judging will take place at 10:30 a.m. All pets must be on a leash, especially that snake. For more information, call 847-1300. And remember, folks, always put a leash on your snake.
That's right. And clean up after him.
And that's exactly right. First down and 10 now for Navarro. After the penalty. And there's a fumble. The ball's on the ground, but Navarro retrieves it. That was L.J. Anderson who retrieved the football. They have such an interesting lineup there. The way they come to the line of scrimmage, Randy, the running back is almost right behind the quarterback, and everybody's sort of bunched together. They didn't even have a wide receiver.
No, it's the old wing tee, and they're all bunched up there tight, like you said, and it's really hard to see. It's very deceptive. It's a deceptive formation to follow. That time, Kai Hendricks for the Texans had good penetration. He was back there, almost got that, was able to get that fumble.
And a loss of six on the play, so second down and 16. Navarro has generated nothing on offense. Here's the pitch. It's to Anderson, and he is brought down. He may have picked up a couple of yards, but that's it. A little pitch to the right side, a quick pitch.
Yeah, Davis Holloman over there for the Texans on the left side playing cornerback. Read that perfectly. It was a little pitch out. Almost looked like a not really an option play. He grabbed it and pitched it outside to try to get the runner around the corner, and Holloman was there to bottle him up for, I guess, would he gain a yard or lose some that time? It looks like he might have gained a yard.
He gained a couple of yards. It'll be third down now and 14. And if the Panthers are facing third and 14 tonight, it's going to be a long night. Now in the shotgun is Cowan, the quarterback. Collin will drop straight back. He's looking left, looking, now scrambling, and brought down right near the line of scrimmage is the quarterback. And that'll bring up yet another fourth down.
Yeah, he didn't have much time at all. Jackson King was in his back pocket making him scramble. He went forward and brought down that time by Blake Guidry. Good job on that series by the Texans defense.
Yeah, real good job. Navarro could generate nothing on offense on that series. Three and out. Hunter Burchell now stands at his own 45, Randy. Then Wimberly should have excellent field position after this punt.
Yeah, lost on that roughing the kicker penalty earlier was a nice return by Burchell.
Here's the high punt. Burchell is going to catch it and drop it, but he quickly picks it back up, and Wimberly will have it now at the Navarro 49-yard line. So the majority of this first quarter is being played in Navarro territory. Still nothing to nothing, however. 3:15 remaining in this first quarter.
Yeah, the rate is going. The game will be over with here in about another...
That's right.
It's 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. We haven't seen this much this year. All the ground game really keeps that clock moving.
So let's see if the Texans can generate any offense. Again, it'll be Lambert quarterback... An I formation behind him. Dennis Smith, the fullback. Trinity Wilson behind him at tailback. Burchell is to this near side. Davis Holloman over on the far side. Give up the middle to Smith. Stiff arm. Flag on the play. He's going to run it out right side. And he picks up 4 or 5 yards just on sheer athletic ability. But let's see what the flag is going to be all about.
Yeah.
Offside. It's going to be offsides against Navarro.
Yep. Smith that time got the ball, tried to pop in the middle, was met, and he popped right back out almost like it was spring-loaded and took off around the right side. Looks like the penalty might be more than the ground game, though.
Well, I don't know. They're marking this thing down at the 43-yard line. It looked like the line judge on this side of the field was marking it there, but no, you're right. I shouldn't question you, Randy. They're going to mark off the penalty instead.
In your absence last week, I'm a lot wiser.
A lot wiser.
Yeah, I know
exactly
I know all your tricks of the trade.
Yeah,
way smarter.
Yeah, the IQ in the booth went way up last week. I can guarantee you that.
All the credit to Dean Erickson there.
Dean, he's the IQ man, huh? First down and 5. And now Kelly is back in the game. Colby Kelly is back in the game with Trinity Wilson behind him. Lambert's going to turn, play action, looking deep, looking right, throwing deep. Burchell is open, and he drops it at the 14-yard line. Would have been an outstanding catch, Randy, but he got both hands on it.
He did get both hands on it.
Just couldn't bring it in.
No, it was a little bit in front of him, but it was certainly a catchable ball, uncharacteristic for him to drop it. Boy, the really notable thing there at that time was the great pass protection. Lambert had a lot of time to stand back there. Taylor Robertson and his crew down there on that offensive front really doing a great job. David Carrillo, like Alden Mann is out there. They did a nice job.
Robertson, of course, the 300-pound senior. He's a difference maker. You know where he's at on the field in these games every Friday night,
right.
I guarantee you. Second down and 5, and why not on that first and 5 go for it all? Lambert now back to throw. He's going to go long left now, looking for Smith, and he overshoots him at the 10-yard line. That is incomplete as well, and Lambert now only one out of his first 4 passing attempts tonight, Randy. Only the big one across the middle to Burchell.
Well, the Panthers that time blitzed both inside linebackers. They came up the middle, and he was certainly hurried. He was trying to go long down the field, and he really had to threw the ball off his back foot and went much higher. He would like to have had that one back, or at least a little more time to set up properly and go down the field.
Third down now and 5 to go. Wimberly takes an awfully long time to get the play in from the sidelines. Now Lambert in the shotgun formation, 5 on the play clock. He's got Trinity Wilson standing next to him on the right. Lambert, quarterback draw, breaks a tackle. 40, he's got the first down, 35-30. Look out, he could go. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Brady Lambert, 45 yards.
Oh, you know that had to happen. He stood back there, little quarterback draw over the left side of the center. Once he popped through that line of scrimmage, he had one linebacker that he broke off of, and away to the races he went.
45-yard run, Randy, and you're right about that. He broke a tackle near the line of scrimmage, and after that, I don't think he was touched, and he hit that far sideline, and he was long gone.
You know, he is, as well as a great arm, he has great legs. We've seen that several times this year. Once he gets out in open field, he's hard to bring down.
Tano Avila now with the extra point, and he gets it high and true, and with 2:45 remaining, in the first quarter, it's Wimberley 7 and Navarro nothing.
Now, Albertano, in my mind, remains perfect. Had the one mishandled snap, and I'm not holding that one against you. Even made a field goal last week, Mike, in your absence.
How about that?
There you go.
Albertano. I wish my name was Albertano instead of just Mike.
And that's what a great kicker's name.
Kicker's name. And he will be doing the kicking off here to Navarro as well. And the Texans, of course, have been a big play football team all year, Randy. And that 45-yard run by Lambert certainly qualifies as that.
But it is, just like on that play, the play clock was all the way down to just a couple of seconds on the clock. So they are managing the clock. Like Coach Nelms mentioned in his pregame show, that, you know, the ball control tonight was going to be part of the strategy of the game. And maybe this won't be a high-scoring affair.
Well, and some of the numbers are so impressive by Navarro, which makes Wimberley's defensive stand at the beginning of this game, the three and out, even more outstanding. Eric Slyer, of course, the running back, 235 carries, 1,313 yards, 19 touchdowns, 5.5 yards a carry. L.J. Anderson, 88 carries for 709 yards, 8 yards a carry. Here's the kickoff to the 15-yard line. Wimberley in hot pursuit. Down near the 11-yard line is the return man, Colin Cowan. Hunter Burchell was on top of him, it looked like, as he was trying to break down the field, and also Bryce Rainwater.
And Kay Davis also had a piece of that action. Boy, great field position set up here for the Texans.
It'll be first down and 10 now on the 12-yard line. You're right. Great field position for the Texans, and let's see if the Panthers can generate some kind of offense. Slyer is behind Cowan again in the backfield. Two tight ends. Now Anderson will go in motion. They'll give it to Slyer right up the middle. And he powers forward to the 20-yard line. It didn't seem like he gained that much, but you look up and he's got 9 yards.
Wow. Yeah, and again, a little of the that time. It's hard to describe, or I'm having a hard time, I should say, this offense. I guess it would be the left side tailback. They play so close to the line. He went off in motion to the left, and they handed it to the right side tailback over the middle. Nice gain.
That was a real nice gain. Second down and 1. Now, well, it looks more like second down and 2. They're going to give this one to L.J. Anderson, and he has stopped near the first down marker. He picked up 3, possibly 4.
They tried to go a little wider that time over where the tight end would be. Met Mr. Taylor Robinson, all 300 pounds of him over here on the left side. Tackled him there for no gain.
Well, let's see if they're going to measure this, Randy. They're looking at it, and they haven't indicated whether or not it's a first down. Again, 1:51 remaining in the first quarter. 7-0 Wimberley. Mike Blackwell here along with Randy Hermes, and it looks like a flag on the play. It looks like they're getting ready to mark off a penalty against Navarro. Maybe not, though. No, they're just going to measure here. Looked like they were walking away from the line of scrimmage. It's going to be close. What do you think, Randy? You've got to predict this. What's your prediction here?
Looks to me like he's going to have it.
Okay. And look, I think he's got it by the nose of the football. Good call, Randy. That's why you're up here, buddy. First down and 10 for the Panthers. One of the many reasons, I should say.
Holding down this end of the press box.
That's right. That's exactly right. So the Panthers with their first down of the night, and that's how they usually do it. They grind it out. They run 3 plays and gain precisely 10 yards and move the chains. That's the way they want to play.
Well, it suits their personnel. It's, you know, they've got a lot of smaller guys compared to the Texans, and they are, you know, they're content hitting hole fast like they just did right there.
And off left tackle is Slyer again. He gets it out near the 30-yard line, and that'll be a pickup of 7 yards. So it'll be second down and 3. And Panthers now with some success right up the middle of the field there, Randy. And you had said they do a lot of motion. They do a lot of quick pace with their running game, don't they?
Yeah, I dare say misdirection. Again, they got a lot of people moving. It's hard to see quarterback spinning. He's got several options of who he could be giving the ball to. None of them are big play. It's 2, 3, 4, 5 yards at a pop.
And there's L.J. Anderson, and he takes the ball and rushes for about 6 yards. So he picks up another first down for Navarro out to the 36-yard line, first and 10.
And again, a big part of this offense is the clock control. You'll watch that game. That game, play clock will wind all the way down, and they'll chip off another 3 or 4 yards.
Inside of 1 minute left to play in the first quarter. We're at Irwin Lee Field in Geronimo. Turn give to Slyer right up the middle. Not a lot of room this time, though. But before he's brought down, he picks up about 3 yards. Second down and 7.
Yeah, good job that time by the linebacker stepping up, meeting him there in the hole, limiting only a couple yards.
7-0 Wimberley. 34 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Mike Blackwell, Randy Hermes here with you, along with Denver O'Neill, our producer, director, and guru of all things. Second down and 7 now for the Panthers. We'll try to get you a World Series update here. Not to bring up a sore subject there, Randy. But
was it you that told me Nolan Ryan was pitching tonight?
That's exactly right. Second down and 7 now, and the give is off left tackle, and the pickup is about 5 yards. They'll still be well short of the first down. That was 45, Zane Conlon, who was able to get that 5 yards. It'll be third down and short now.
And again, at the snap of the ball, that's the end of the quarter there, Mike.
End of the quarter. Let's take a break. Wimberley leads it 7-0 after one quarter in Geronimo. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com.
Texan football broadcast would not have been possible without the financial support of the law offices of Stevens and Malone, serving the greater Wimberley Valley and the surrounding communities in the Hill Country with real estate and title law, business formations, wills, and general estate planning. Online at StevensMaloneLaw.com or by phone at 512-847-9277. Stevens and Malone is a proud supporter of Texan football on KDRP. Go Texans! And by Conley Car Wash in San Marcos and the Conley Kyle Laser Wash, proudly recycling 85% of the water used. Conley Car Wash is a proud supporter of Wimberley football. Go Texans!
Mr. and Mrs. Anderson and the entire Wimberley Pharmacy crew are sending their best wishes to Coach Nelms and his student athletes during the playoffs this year. Go Texans!